Since I'm hearing most people are on break right now, I'm going to try to do a podcast every day, even though I'm on vacation. I want to see how many new listeners we can get. And I also want to cover two great podcast episodes, or I don't know if they're great because I haven't finished listening to them, but Theo Von D's interview, Kat Von D, and Amanda Bynes' latest podcast. I mean, if you don't have a podcast right now, who are you? I mean, this is basically how to get your word out. Have people listen to you. I mean, look at the power we have. Look at what technology has given us. And this is literally what it says in the Bible, that when you can preach to the other side of the world within seconds, like when you can preach the good news, hello, we are here. They are not near. We are here. And another example is that is whenever I get on this conversation with some people, say, this is the weirdest thing because I watch Bravo. I'm like a totally normal person. This is furthest from who I thought I would be. I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, if you told me that I was going to be some like Bible thumper person, preaching the good word, trying to save other people, I literally would have thought you were insane. I was the most liberal. I mean, I was a teacher, I was vote blue no matter who. Literally, I mean, I would vote blue no matter who. That's what they told us to do. Vote blue down the ticket. That's what teachers are told to do. Literally, the union tells us to. So, and I think because I reported this information, I got in trouble and I lost my job. I think that is like one of the many other reasons, the lies that contributed to me losing my teaching job, which I know. God says vengeance is his, so I know he will take care of that for me. But anyways, besides that, fall from church is happening. The Catholic Church is okaying same-sex relationships. Now, the news made it seem to be like they're okaying the marriage and stuff, but they're saying that they could give their blessings to anything that doesn't look like or resemble a marriage whatsoever. So basically, you're going to another man to bless your marriage when you don't even know what God they can be worshiping. As far as I know, the Catholic Church does not worship the same God that I do, because they are completely different. So anyways, Lilas, I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. I hope everybody got everything done. Just I woke up today with feeling the Holy Spirit and knowing that God is the only one that can save me, and God is the only one that can help me, and that my house is covered with Yeshua's blood, and nothing formed against me shall prosper, and he is protecting me, and my 72,000 angels are behind me, and they got my back, and that's all I need to know. And God, that if Jesus came here and died for our sins, like his blood covered everything, we do not need to follow any of man's laws. Okay, so if we would still need to follow man's laws to be saved, we would still be sacrificing animals daily. And we do not do that. We do not have to follow laws to be saved. We just need to have faith. And as soon as everybody realizes that, I really believe that's when it'll come. But I just pray every day that he comes sooner and sooner and saves us all. Maranatha, have a wonderful, beautiful day, Lilas, Lilab.